Smart move number 10 is get men tuned into you. Remember, men listen attentively to the radio shows they like best, as well as to the favorite people in their real lives. If you want to get and keep a man's attention, make sure that you take up the slack in your small talk. Otherwise, your love prospects may start tuning out early and not give you a fair chance to shine. Here's a fact. Expect men to have short attention spans. Many women have complained to me over the years about the men in their love lives who either don't listen very well or choose not to engage in extended conversations. Often these women mistakenly believe that this is the result of the problem in the man. The women assume that he didn't communicate well and they never consider the effect that they might have on the interaction. Here's an example of how poor speaking habits can ruin a woman's chances for love. My sister has a big mouth and likes to ramble on all the time. She also curses like a sailor and is quite frankly an overall disagreeable and nasty person. I'm certain that the way she talks and her foul language has scared off lots of men. The sad thing is that she's also pretty cute and has a wonderful romantic side to her, but she hasn't got a clue as to her obvious bad side and why the men that she meets don't ever call her. What can I do to help her? Here are some strategies to get men tuned in or to listen to you. Get to the point quickly. Being brief allows the other person a chance to talk. If what you have to say requires a lot of verbiage, make sure that you get to the point as quickly as possible. Skip all of the unnecessary details. Otherwise, you run the risk of losing a man's interest early in the conversation. Your women friends may be eager to share the burden of your emotional load, but don't expect men to do the same. More than likely, a man will listen long enough to get the gist of the problem, and then he'll spend the rest of the time either trying to figure out a solution or developing a rational analysis of your story. Another strategy, don't dwell too long on the negatives. Watching the nightly news or reading the morning newspaper exposes you to abundance of negativity. It almost seems that the news of the world is meant to satisfy pessimists. You may have every excuse to talk extensively about what's wrong in the world, but keep in mind that too much negativity drains people of their positive energy. If you have a dark cloud hanging over you all of the time, your audience will start avoiding you. It takes self-discipline and a positive outlook to avoid having unnecessary negative conversations. But once you make the effort, people will be drawn to you naturally and listen attentively because you'll come across as happy and upbeat. Another strategy is beware of too much drama. A wise conversationalist will use the appropriate level of emotion for the message he or she is trying to convey. If too much emotion is put on insignificant things of little or no consequence, like an innocent off-color remark from a complete stranger, for instance, then a man is likely to lose respect for the speaker and have his interest wane. Unless the man seems to be in the same mood for drama, assume that this is more than likely going to cause him to tune you out. And then another strategy would be know what not to say. We can do a lot of damage by saying too much or revealing things that are better left unsaid. Make sure to keep any unflattering personal information off of the discussion table when you're around prospective dating candidates. In addition, qualify your more controversial remarks so you don't come across as being too opinionated or self-righteous. It's not to say that you can't ever express your true convictions. I'm merely pointing out that in an initial social conversation, it's safer to avoid sensitive subjects like politics, religion, and sex. Once you've established a solid base of rapport, there will be more appropriate times in the future when you can freely express your opinions in the fullest capacity. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you come across as a poor conversationalist and men don't pay much attention to you. But dating rocks when a wide choice of high-quality love prospects are tuned into you and small talk becomes an enjoyable experience for everyone involved.